is really a shas sugya. But Kedarko Bakoidesh, the Ran feeds us into it. And that is the sugya of Shem Shamayim, of Haskara Shem Shamayim, of Shvua needing a Shem Shamayim. For the Ran has a discussion, Dira Maskel v'Shvuas k'Shvuas. So if you remember, the Mishnah was discussing over here that there was a din called Kinuyim, and called Kinuyim Nidarim k'Nidarim, Charam k'Charam, Shvuas k'Shvuas, and Naziris k'Naziris. The Mishnah told us that there's a din of Kinuyim legabe all of these four parshiyas in the Torah. And that's what we spoke about, the Chiddush of Kinuyim in each one of those parshiyas. So the Ran just makes a simple calculation over here. So the Ran says, I don't understand something. The Gemara tells us, says the Ran, and the Ran proves this from a few different Gemaras, Gemara Nadarm and Gemara Avodah Zarah. Whether or not those proofs are ironclad, we'll have to wait till we get up to those Gemaras. But the Ran thinks that the Gemara says that if you just mazkir Shem Shamayim alone, that could count as a Shvua. So the Ran asks Akasha, I don't understand. What's the case of our Mishnah that the Mishnah is telling us, Kol Kinuyi Shvuos is Keshvuos? Are you telling me that you're saying the Haskara of the Shem in order to be Mechai of the Shvua, and I have to say Shem Shamayim in order for it to be registered Al Pidin as a Shvua? If that's the case, so then why do I need the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Tepek lei, it's no different, like the Ran quotes from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when a person refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way. He doesn't say Le'elokei Yisrael, but he says Be'elokei Yisrael, like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Chav Chesem and Aleph tells us. Or on the Gemara in the Chav Vezim and Beis in Nedarim, the Gemara says, if you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Shvua alone. So, Dalmei Hacha, the fact that there's a Kinoi, I can remove the Kinoi. I don't need the Chiddush of this Mishnah of Kol Kinuyi Shvuos K'Shvuos. Typically, that I don't have, I have Shem Shamayim there anyways. Says the Ran, Zetman Funda, you see from here, it's Kimat Befeirish, that wasn't the assumption of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah clearly was assuming that there wasn't Askara Sashem. And therefore the Ran utilizes our Mishnah, piggybacks off of our Mishnah, and says, and has a maskana, that based on this conclusion, because otherwise it would have been a shvua anyways, that al pi din, a person could be high of a shvua, even if he doesn't say anything about Shem Shamayim, or the kinuyim of Shem Shamayim. You don't have to refer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in any capacity, whether it's the Shem, whether it's the Shema Shein and Mchakim, or it's a Kinoi of Hashem, any way to refer to him, that's not required when it comes to a Shvua. That's what the Ran proves. It's just, Mamish, just a mathematical equation, because then I wouldn't need the Chiddush of Kinuyim, says the Ran, typically that it should be a Shvua, even without a Kinoi, by the fact that I was already Mazkir Shem Shamayim. So that's the Ran's first proof from all of these Gemaras and from that logical step. But then the Ran gives another argument. And the Ran says, and also, you have to go back to the Gemara that we discussed at length last week. When we introduced the Gemaras of Kinuyim, we introduced the Machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What is Kinuyim based on? Is Kinuyim Lashon Umos, or is Kinuyim Lashon Shabadu Chacham? So in the Tzad of Reish Lakish, that the Gemara says that they made that Lashon Shabadu Chachamim, that this was an invention of the rabbis, the Gemara goes on to explain what the purpose of the invention of the rabbis was. What was the purpose of the invention? That they didn't want that people were going to say Shem Shamayim and then ended up saying it in vain. And you're gonna get distracted or whatever it is. You're not gonna end up finishing the line, and then you're gonna end up being Mazker Shem Shamayim Shaloi Letzairich, and that would be a tremendous michshol. So therefore, they changed up everything, and they said, you know what? You don't even have to take the regular neder, the regular shvua, and therefore you could just use kinuyim. Says the Ran, va'od the lamando omer kinuyim. This is The first word of the line is Vaod. It's about five lines down from the beginning of this Ran in the Shavuos. Vaod Lamanda Omer Kinuyim Lashon Shabaduheim. According to Reish Lakish, who says it's an invention of the rabbis, what was the Sibas HaTakana? What was the reason? Lahochi Tiknu Kinuyim Bishvua Ki Eichid Leiloi Mar Shvua LaHashem Kedemucha Gemara. A person's going to say Shvua LaHashem and he's going to say Shem Shamayim, he's not going to finish. I'm a Kol Shegizker Shvua O Kinuya Afilu Below Haskaron Hashem Man. Zokteran, so now they were Mechadish Kinuyim. But I don't understand. What does it help? You're still going to say Hashem's name. If the whole tokef of a shvuah with a kinoy, or with any shvuah, is only with Shem Shamayim, so even Lamaskona, once they were Mechadish Kinuyim. So now I'm not going to say shvuah, I'm going to say some other lashon. But the only way the shvuah has capacity is what? Is through Shem Shamayim. So what did Chachamim, what did Badu Chachamim help? What was the takona helpful at all? At the end of the day, you're going to say Shem Shamayim. So therefore, comes along the Ran, and he says, Elama, you see from that Gemara also, that it's a good takana according to Reish Lakish. Why? Because you don't actually need Shem Shamayim. And now, if you're not going to use the classic language, you're also going to stay away from using Shem Hashem. And therefore, that's that. All of these Gemaras added up teach me that there's no necessity of saying Hashem's name whatsoever to be Mechayiv in a Shvua. And that is the premise of this entire Ran. So before we get to the continuation of the Ran, there is a fascinating Kasha the Chsam Sofer here. But before I present this Chsam Sofer, I want to introduce you to a Shaila of his father-in-law. Where did I put the Reb Kiva Eiger? There was a Reb Kiva Eiger. The Reb Kiva Eiger in Shuvis in Simen Chof Hei, the Shoyal, had the following Shaila. Fascinating tshuva. The Shoyal asked, Maderotza lechadish ledina. I don't know who it is, Rav Gamliel Shanlank, whatever. So the Shoyal said, had a psak, that if a person has a shaila in brachas, he has a suffix whether or not he has to make a bracha. So the person who wrote the mechtav to the Reb Kiva Eiger, Mishnah is stopping in birichim lo. The kamelam b'shulchan aruch, the halacha is that you don't make a bracha, right? So he says, but the shach paskins that if you write shem shamayim b'loshen chol, it's allowed to be nimchak. It's allowed to be erased. That's why, according to the Shach, that's why many point out that you're allowed to bring a dollar into the bathroom, even though it says, in God we trust. But that's not one of the Shemas, She'enen Nimchakim, based on this Shach. I think there are Achronim that disagree with the Shach, and there are those that are Machmir not to take dollars into the bathroom. It's an interesting Maramokum. So the Kiva Eiger says, the Shoyal says, the shame b'chashloshen chol ain't no shame. Umotel amochan, you could erase it. Right? So therefore he says, so if a guy is safek, yivarech balaz, because the din is, if a person makes a bracha b'chol lashon, he's yoytze the bracha. So let him make the bracha in another language. And then he'll be yoytze the brachas. Why do you have to say safek brachas la'akel, that you don't make a bracha? You should say, just say the law bracha in another language. You're not being mazker shem shamayim because, like the Shach says, if it's in another language, that's an erasable name. So therefore, you're yotze the brachas. How am I yotze the brachas? Because brachas is one of the things that ne'amar in b'chol lashon. And it could even help you for deraisas, birkas hamazon, mikar adin. You're allowed to bench in other languages. So therefore, you never have any shilas. Mamish and Einfall, you mamish have a chap over here of a way to now say brachas because of the din of Elu Ne'amar B'chol Lashon. Brachas could be said in other languages. And now also, I'm being, and I, you'll tell me, I don't want to be maskir Shem Shamayim, lo sisa Hashem elokech lashav, that I shouldn't say Hashem's name in vain. You're not saying Hashem's name in vain. It's said b'loshon laz. It's said in another language. So therefore, I have my cake and eat it too. So Reb Kiva Eiger argues with this chiddush of the Rav. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that if a person uses a reference of Shem Shamayim without using the actual Shem, the Rambam tells us in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shvus, Echad anishba o she'ashbia b'shem ha-miyuchud, o be'echad min ha-kinuyim kegon she'nishba b'shmo Chanun. You take a shvu with the name Chanun. One of the descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachum Chanun. No one in their right mind holds that Rachum and Chanun is even though it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has an iser to erase such a name. Right? But says the Rambam, it has a toikif of a shvua when you're referring to the Rabbeinu Shalom in that way. With one of the kinuyim of Shem Shamayim. So says Reb Kiva Eiger, what's the mucker for bracha levatola? It's the Aseres Hadibros. Lo sisa Hashem Elokecha l'shov. It's not taking a shvua shov. It's not taking a shvua b'sheker. And it's also not taking brachas in vain. That's the Isser as well. So says Reb Kiva Eiger, if the shvua is chal, in such a way, when you're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way, even though you're using a name that's not Nimchokim, like Rachum and Chanun. So Memela says Reb Kiva Eiger, the same thing will be, like Abi Abrocha. So if a person says in another language or refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a name that's not Nimchokim, B'toiras Abrocha, that is the Isser of Loisisa. The fact that I'm saying it's not only the haskara of the shame, but it's the fact that it's saying it in the context of a shvua, and therefore paralleled and linked to that, which is the same iser. The iser of bracha levatola is the iser of loisisa. So then memela, if it's said in the context of a bracha, even if it's said in another language or referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in another way, that's going to be a bracha levatola, and you violated an iser d'oraisa. Even if I didn't say Shem Shamayim, even if everything I said, if it would have been written down, it could have been erased. That's the chiddush of Reb Kiva Eiger in Simen Chofei. Good. It's a mamash, a fascinating tshuva, and it shows you that the context of a statement will now change the outcome and could have nafkaminos midi oraisa, even though the actual tokef of the word itself of Shem Shamayim, the way I'm referring to the Rabbeinu Shalom on its own, is not necessarily as potent as one of the Shemus Sheinim and Chokim. Comes along the Chassam Sofer on our daf, on this very ran, and he says a similar yesod to his father-in-law. He doesn't quote it, but he came to a very similar conclusion. Frek the Chassam Sofer, he says, what's the raya of the ran? Again. The Ran asked the Kasha, how can you present to me that a Shvua necessitates Shem Shamayim? Maybe, says the Ran, if that's the case, then Chazal never gained anything with the Din of Kinuyim, because you're still going to have to enunciate Shem Hashem. And the whole reason they introduced Kinuyim according to Reish Lakish was in order to avoid what? Was in order to avoid Haskar Hashem Shamayim Levatola. Says the Chassam Sofer, maybe they did, they were metakin something. They were metakin that when you're going to use a kinoy, you're also going to be use a kinoy for the Rabbonu Shalom as well. And that was the takona. Ask the Chassam Sofer, why is the Ran so convinced over here that if you hold you need to refer to Shem Shamayim, that memela, then Chazal never helped anything with the takon of kinuyim. Says the Chassam Sofer, they did. Because now once they're mechadesh kinuyim, so then you're also going to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a kinoy. And Rachum Mechanan. So memela, they helped. Why is the Ran so convinced that it wouldn't be helpful? I have a great Eitzah. Introduce kinuyim, have the first mission in Nedarim, and then introduce also the way to refer to Rabbeinu Shalom with a kinoy. Rachum Mechanan, in that Shvuah. Zok Tachsam Soifer, Zetman Fundo, that if you say the Rabbeinu Shalom Bikinoi, even though you're not saying the shame Shainan Nimchokim, you're over the same Isser. Because you're saying it in the context of a Shvua. And that was obviously what the Ran assumed. Memela says the Chassam Sofer without quoting the Tshuva of Reb Kiva Eiger. I don't know if he knew about the Tshuva. Chassam Sofer was married to Reb Kiva Eiger's daughter in his second marriage, not in his first marriage. Zok the Chassam Sofer, I think you see from this yesod, from the assumption of the Ran, that if a person makes a bracha by a safek brachas, in another language or in a way of a kinoi, that what? You'll still violate the isser of Rachel of Atola, and that's not an option. That's the yisoid that you see from the fact that the Ran had a kasha from our Mishnah against those Rishonim. Because, says the Chasam Sofer, there was a simple solution. Just be maskir with a kinoi and you're safe. You're home free. You don't have to say Hashem's name. The Teretz is, no, that's still going to be Lo Sisa. Just like his father-in-law, Reb Kiva Eger, was mechadish against that michtav, so too over here. The reason why this is important, Rabbosai, is because the Pnei Yeshua makes this suggestion in Maseches Brachos. Pnei Yeshua says that a person should say a bracha with referring to the Rabbeinu Shalom in another way, so you're not going to violate Lo Sisa. According to the Chasam Sofer and according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's absolutely not true, and you gain nothing, and you're actually violating the same Isser, and Safik Brachos Lahakil should still apply, a person should not make a bracha, and the Chasam Sofer says you see that already from the Raya of the Ran. Good. So let's get back to, that's just Mamish, an interesting Ha'ara and Din, that we approach all the time, that just comes from one of the proofs of the Ran in our sugya.
If a person says Brocha to Hashem without Hashem Amatos, could that be said to be the same thing?
Yeah. According to the Pnei Yeshua, that would be the Eitzah. According to the Chasam Sofer, according to Reb Kiva Eger, that would be a Brocha Levatol.
That would be a problem.
Yeah. Be an Issa, according to the Rambam, would be an Issa D'Oraisa. Mm-hmm. According to Rabbeinu Tam, be an Issa D'Rabban. Whatever you hold Brocha Levatol is a violation of. Okay? Fine. So Rabbi Isai, it's a fascinating thing, because I say Hashem all the time. You know, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. You know, and then suddenly I say it in a Lashon of a Bracha, or I say it in a Lashon of a Shvua. That's Lo Sisa. You see the context of a statement, Mamish, we could have a whole Musar Vort here, but that's not what I'm trying to, you know, that's what I'm trying to, the context over here really chaps a din, really in a real Mamoshistic way. Okay.
Just to understand about it, I didn't completely understand it. So the Ran could have suggested that there you could have used the kinoi of Shem Hashem, like Chanun, and since he didn't
Right, the Ran never said that. The Chasam Sofer asked, right. What's your kasha? The Chazal's takana helped a lot. Say Shvusa, which is a kinoi, Shvusa Hashem.
Right.
So the fact that the Ran didn't suggest that is because the Ran held, says the Chasam Sofer, that would be just as much Levatola. Okay. So how do we get around the first kasha? How do we get around the first raya of the Ran, which is a big tough raya, that once you have a haskara of Shem Hashem, and Rabbi said, we're going to see there are Rishonim that hold like this, that you need Shem Hashem when it comes to Shavuos, unlike the Ran concluded in our Gemara. So if you're going to have Rishonim that learn like that, so the Ran is asking a Bam Kasha. If you have Gemaras that tell us, the second I say just this little word Hashem, even without the whole Lashon Shavuah, that now creates a Shavuah, so then why should I need the Chiddush of Kinuyim? Even without Kinuyim. You said Shem Hashem. If Kinuyim was assuming Shem Shamayim, so then by Shem Shamayim alone, there should be a Chalos Shvuah, and I shouldn't need Kinui. So the truth is not necessarily. So many of the Achronim, there's a Sefer on Nidarim, a very Geshmaka Sefer, Nidre Zrizin. So the Nidre Zrizin has this, and many of the Achronim have this idea that they quote from the Mishnah Lamelech with the following idea. Why is it that Shem Hashem alone works b'teres shvuah? Lamaisi, you didn't say the language of a shvuah. You just said Shem Shamayim. So why does that now suddenly take a shvuah? So the answer is, we already are familiar with the concept of yados. That just because someone didn't explicitly say everything, if he says something enough that we can see the kli being held, like the Ran explained, you're holding on to the handle of the vessel. So even though you don't have the whole vessel in your hand, if we have enough of an inkling for us to understand what you're referring to and what you meant to say, so we can add on to your words and we could complete the entire Shavua And that's the concept of yados. Just like yados lekelim, so too there's yados when it comes to shvuah. So come along a group of rishonim and say, maybe the idea and the concept of just saying shem shamayim works through the concept of yad. You didn't say the whole lashon of shvuah, but you said enough to now trigger the idea of a shvuah. Good. So what happens if I want to implement the din of yados, but I said something that kind of counters and makes something problematic in what I said? The Mishnah Lamelech has this shaila. Let's say I have something, I say so, a half a statement, and I finish the statement, Harei zeh osar alai kibosar chazir. So we'll see in the Gemara's and Nedarim, Rabbi said, we're going to learn, a neder is not chal if you're matfis it with a dover aser. You have to link it to a dover anoder, something that's endowed, like we spoke about in the weeks past. So now you said something problematic. So I said, areze aser alai kibaser chazir. So I was matfis with a wrong ending. So the Mishnah Melech clears the shaila, can I still apply the din of yados to now be mashlim his words in the correct way and ignore what he linked it to? So the Mishnah Melech suggests that might depend on the shaila that we discussed the first week. What is the Iker Neder? Is the Iker Neder saying Hareza Asar Alai, taking upon yourself, or is it the Iker Aneder Hatpasa? Because if you hold the Iker Neder is Hatpasa, so the fact that you were matfis in something that's problematic, so then that's going to be a problem over here for us to apply the din of yados. But if you say no, the Iker Neder is not with Hatpasa, but is with Hareza Asar Alai, so then I could be mashlim over here even without it. But what do you see already from the Yisod of the Mishnah Melech, Rabosai? You see the following idea. Yados can finish off the vessel and can finish off the Lashon of the Shvuah as long as you didn't do something that is problematic in the words. Meaning you left us hanging. So we can be mashlim, you're diburim, we can hold on to the vessel, we could try to finish the kli as long as you gave us just some partial language. But what happens, says the Mishnah Melech, if you gave problematic language also? Then you stop the yad. Now it's like there's a divide between the handle and the vessel. Now you're like, mom is breaking off the handle from the kli. I can't grab onto the kli with this. This is a problematic language, says the Mishnah Lamelech. How am I supposed to be mashlim and create the full shvuah if you yourself added on words that are problematic? So the Nidre's reason, he says this Gevaldik Yisod. He says, if I didn't have the chiddush of kinuyim, so then what you just said is not something that I could be mashlim on it. You're right, you said shem shamayim. But you didn't say shem shamayim alone. You said shem shamayim with some other language that now doesn't have a hachalos, that has no halachic relevance, that now could stop the relevance of shem shamayim. If you just said shem shamayim and it was pure, so now maybe I could create the yad to create a shvuah, like the Ran's arguing that Shem Shamayim could be a yad for the entire shvuah statement. But you didn't just say Shem Shamayim. You said Shem Shamayim with what? With a kinoy. Okay, what is a kinoy? Well, I need a Mishnah to tell me that kol kinuy yishvuas is kishvuas. If I didn't have the chiddush that kinuy yishvuas is kishvuas, then I wouldn't be allowed to implement and to prescribe the regular din of yados from the Shem Shamayim, because my kinuyim would have stopped it. So what the Ran assumes, that if you have Shem Shamayim, so that should be a shvuah alone, just like the Gemaras elsewhere tell us that Shem Shamayim could create a shvuah. If you understand that the way the mechanics that works is through the halachas of yados, so now if I add problematic language, or language that shows that you mean something else, and I wouldn't have had a din of kinuy shvuos kishvuos, so maybe I wouldn't have been able to finish off your yad to now be machzik the kli, because you also added in a kinoy over here. And if I don't know what to do with a kinoy, so maybe that could stop the yad of Shem Shamayim, which usually applies. So the fact that the Ran assumed that it's a davar pashut from our Mishnah, that you not utilizing Shem Shamayim, because if I would have Shem Shamayim, then I wouldn't even need the chiddush of kinuye shvuas kashvuas, is not so simple if you understand the way that a shvua exists through the haskara of Shem Shamayim is working through the halachos of the dinim of yados. So that's just a way to get out of the Ran's raya from our Mishnah and the raya and just the yisod that comes out of the Gemara by Kinuye by Reish Lakish by Lashon Shabadu Chacham. But Rabbi Isai, if you open up the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon points out that Shitas HaRambam clearly had a different answer to this entire kasha that the Ran presents to us, that is like a shake-up at the beginning of this Masechta. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shvuos, Halacha Beis, tells us, and he is the one of the Rishonim that the Ran is attacking, that you better make sure that when you take a Shvuah, that you're going to be utilizing Shem Shamayim. Says the Rambam, Echad anishba o sheshbio achar b'shem ha-miyuchad, o be'echad min ha-kanuyim, a person who takes a Shvuah or other where others were mashpia him, it's called a Shvuah mipi acherim, kon shenishba b'mishe shmo chanan o shmishe shmo rachum, komo sheshmo erachapayim, ki yoytze ben b'chol lashon harei Shvuah gmura. That's the Rambam that the Kideger was talking about, Lagabi Bracha Vatala. Fine. So let's skip a little. Let's go to the next halacha. Good. Then let's go to halacha dalet. Omer alo araro al shvua velo hizker shem. What if you never mentioned the Shem Hashem? Velo kino, you didn't even refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hareze aser bedover shenishba alof. So it's aser. Aval eino loke, veloy mevi karvon, im over al shvuaso, achiye b'shem and Hashem as hamiyuchadim okinim and akenuyim kemo shibiyarn. So what does the Rambam mean? So one approach that the Ran and Shvuas on Daf Lamed Hay learns is that the Rambam means it's an issur d'rabbanan. But it doesn't sound like that from the Rambam. It sounds like the Rambam saying there's two tiers to Shvuas. There's a tier of a shvua, which is the real McCoy, which is the Etzem Din, which has all of the violations and all of the consequences, namely Isser, Malkus, Korban, right? And then there's a shvua without a shame that just is a violation of an Isser, but doesn't carry with it a Korban or any Malkus. It might be an Isser D'Oraisa, like the Pashas of the Rambam is, but it's not necessarily going to be the Shvuah Chamura that carries with it all of the consequences that the classic Shvuah has. Before we get to explain the Rambam, Rabosai, the Gaon points out that if you learn like this Rambam, that there are two tiers to Shvuos, that there's a Shvuah with Shem Shamayim and there's a Shvuah without Shem Shamayim, so you answer the Ran's Kasha. Meaning, the Ran wants to know, what do I need the Chiddush of Kinuyim for? If I have the din of Shem Hashem even without that. So the Rambam answers, no. There's two tiers. When you're going the root of Shem Shamayim, then you have everything. But how do I know that even without Shem Shamayim through Kinuyim, that I still have an Issa D'Oraisa, the lower tier of Shvuos? That's the Chiddush of the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Beis, Kol Kinuyim Shvuos Keshvuos, even without Shem Shamayim. Meaning I could still hold that I need Shem Hashem, but when I don't have Shem Hashem, that there's still a lower level of Parsha of Shvuos that the Mishnah is Mechadish to me that still exists. It's similar to the Ran, but it's not now equating all Shvuas all in one boat. But the question is, where did the Rambam get this from? Where does this halacha come from? Where did this other type of shvua, and where is he inventing this from? If you look at the Ravid right there, the Ravid is not so distant from the Rambam. The Ravid says as follows: Lo nischaver etzli davar zeh, shalom matzasi sham min hashem min hashem is lo kinem min hakenuyim b'shvuas bitoy. First of all, the Ravid wants to be mechalik and says when the Gemara discusses the concept of using Shem Shamayim in a Shua that the Ran quotes later on, and the Ran actually, just to remind everyone, the Ran thinks that this issue is a machlekes tanoim in Shvuas and Lamed Hey between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbanon. So the Ravid said the whole discussion in the Gemara only begins by Shvuas Eidish and Shvuas Abikadon. Shvua that a person is obligated to give testimony if he knows testimony, or a shvuas hapikadon if he was a shomer and he's denying that he has the item. So then he has those chiyuvim or shvuas adayonim in a litigant's case. But if a person takes a shvuas bitoy, I'm now assering a computer on myself. I'm assering this chair on myself. So that's going to be myself from sitting on the chair rather. So that's not going to be the context of the Machlekes Tanoim and Shvuas Lamed Hey Amud Beis. So therefore, the Ravid says you don't have to extrapolate from there to every Shvua, and therefore you don't need the din of Shvua of Shem Shamayim in outside of those cases, outside of where the Gemara had any limudim. And the Ravid goes on to quote that Gemara: "Bialfinon Allah Allah Misaita Upikadon Techtech Techtem Eidus Avu Shvuas Bitoy Afilu." All these situations, person never said Shem Shamayim. In the scabbing la vehain, Shaomer Abori Shvuo, Vehain Yamanu small, in the scabbing Yamanu small, Abori Shvui, Vahani Mili. But then the Ravid says like this: all of those are good Shvuos. Vahani mili, then the Rambam gives a qualification. Then the Ravid says, but I'm qualified in what I'm saying. Vahani v'chein nami, vahani mili l'karba. All I'm saying this for is to be mechayev a karba. You don't need Shem Shamayim in all of these cases outside of Shvuas HaBikad and Shvuas HaEdus, and it's a good Shvuah without Shem Shamayim to be mechayev a karba if you swear it falsely. And also to violate the Isser of Bal Yachal. Avalamalkus, but for lashes, bo'inon shem. Kedichsiv, loisisa shem alokecha lashav, ushvua sheker nami, nemer losishvu bishmi lashoker. But then even the Ravid, who says that I'm saying you never need shem shamayim unless outside of those specifically mudim that the Gemara in Shvuas and Lamed Hey learned from Sota, that you need Shvuas HaPikadon, Shvuas HaEdos, but a Stam Shvua, like we're talking about, Stam Asering you to sit in a chair, or a Shvua, what's called a Shvuas Bitoy, the third parak of Masech Shvuas, you swear falsely for a carbon, that's Chal even without Shem Shammai. But then the Ravid said, but I'm going to memaskim Legabe Karbon, Legabe Malkus. You can't get Malkus. Why? Because the Ravid says, what does the Aseres HaDibur say? Lo sishbu, lo sisa Hashem Elokecha lo shav. You need Shem Shammai. Lo sishbu bishmi la shaker. Don't swear with my name falsely. So now, Rabbi Yisai, I'm a little bit stuck. That's a great argument. That makes a lot of sense. Now, I don't have only a raya from a Mishnah, Ran's logical deduction, like we had till now. Zokta Ravid, you can't get Malkus without Shem Shamayim, because you're missing the essence of what the Pasuk says. So what's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? What's the Machlekes?
Didn't we say before, according to the Ran, like the whole thing with Rav Yeager and the Chatam Sofer, is that we kind of essentially equate Kinoyim to saying Shem Hashem in
the Ravid saying, even without a kinoy. The Ravid saying with nothing. The Ravid saying, if you would just take a shvua without any names, without any reference of God, he's saying that you would be chayav a carbon. But you could never be mechayav mimalkus. Because you're missing what's essential in the pasuk that you need to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Losishbu bishmi lashaker. Okay, so whatever, whether the Ravid agrees to what I said before about the Chassam Sofer Reb Kiva Eger, it could be that he agrees, in Prashtas he does, like Reb Kiva Eger assumed, but it's not really necessarily, you know, he's talking about where you didn't say anything. And you have to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to get the Malkus, in order to be Chayiv in the real Makor. So is the Ravid so different than the Rambam? Not so different. Because the Ravid holds Shem Shamayim is essential to an extent. He's going to disagree legabe whether or not you're chayev in a carbon. But legabe Malkus, to get the full parsha of swearing falsely or swearing in vain, would only be if you say Shem Shamayim like those Rishon. So what is going on here? How does one understand this? So Rabbi Sai, I'd like to suggest the following idea that's found on this very Gemara of the Machlekes Tanoim in Maseches Shavuos by the Rosh in Maseches Shavuos. The Rosh in Maseches Shavuos says the following idea. He says, yeah, you need Shem Shamayim when it comes to a Shavuah. But you don't need Shem Shamayim when it comes to a Shavuah. What does that mean? Says the Rosh, when I say a Shavuah without Shem Shamayim, you know how it works? It works midin yados. The Chazal have the ability to finish off your entire required language, even though you left it up. I had a good language. I didn't have a problematic language like I mentioned before. I had a good solid language. I just left off what? The Shem Shamayim. Okay, so midin yados, we now have the ability through half of your statement now to finish it off for you and to complete it, and now to now have a full-fledged shvuah with all of the requirements of the lashon of the shvuah. Wow. So that's a fascinating approach. The way the Ran presents our sugya is that there are two mahalchim. Do you need Shem Shamayim or do you not need Shem Shamayim? I bring a raya of a farish over here against all these rishonim that are clearly, you know, you see from our sugya that you never need Shem Shamayim for a shvuah because of all these rayas that the Ran throws at us. Right? And you'll show me Gemaras that show that you need Shem Shamayim, says the Ran, that's going according to Rabbi Chanina, and we don't paskin, we paskin like Rabbanon, and therefore it's a machlekes tanoim, and the Ran's totally safe. Good. Comes along the Rosh and says, no, not so fast. It's not that you don't need Shem Shamayim, it's that you have Shem Shamayim. How do I have Shem Shamayim? Because you said enough of a Lashon Shvuah, we understand that you were trying to be Nishba, so therefore we're mashlim for you the language of Hashem to now give it potency and give this whole lashon of the shvuah that's necessary in order to be chayiv.
And okay. That would be enough to get you malchus.
So the Rosh holds that yeah, you get everything. That's a classic shvuah. We did yados, right? So why don't the Rambam and the Ravid agree to that? What's the machlokes over here? Why do they create these other levels? The Teretz is, Rabbi Yisai, you see a Yisoid over here. Perhaps the Machloikis HaRishonim going on in our Sugya is Shem Shamayim in a Shvuah. Is that just a finishing off of the language and the articulation of a Shvuah? And it's just that in order for the Shvuah to register, we also need to mention Hashem, and you only did 50% of the Shvuah. So now comes the halachos of Yodos and has the ability to complete the Shvuah, like the Rosh is arguing? Or no? Shem Shamayim is not Midinei Shvuah. It's not Midinoi Bitei Svasayim. It's a new halacha. There's a new dargo over here. You're mechalal Shem Shamayim that's now working through the parshas of Shavuos, and therefore it cannot be implemented and added through the halachas of Yados, which is a halacha in Hilchos Shavuos. The Rambam and the Ravid held that when a person swears with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, it's not just that he sweared falsely. It's that he mentioned Hashem's name and he was Mechalal Shem Shamayim. In addition to the Shavuah that he mentioned. There's a Chilul Hashem. Not, I didn't mean that as a Chilul Hashem. There's a Chilul literally of Hashem. A Chilul Shem Shamayim in your Shavuah. So Memela, if you didn't mention that, okay, fine. So all you have is just a regular din of Shavuah. a regular halacha of Shvua. Perhaps you could have Bal Yachel. You mentioned like a Shvua, like the din of Nidarim. No one suggests that by Nidarim, Rabosai, you need Shem Shamayim. Right? It's only by Shvuos. So perhaps the Ravid is telling us that there's a din, a lower tier Shvua that works Midin Nidarim. That works Midin Bal Yachel. Bal Yachel Dvoro. Without the tokef of the Aseres Adibros that now introduce a brand new Aveira. It's called in your Shvua being Mechal Shem Shamayim. Mentioning Hashem's name and now doing that falsely. That's a brand new Aveira. That's not Midine Shvua. So therefore, says the Raiva, there's two tiers over here. There's a Bal Yachel, and Rabbi say it's Mefurish like that in Parshas Matos. When the Torah introduces the Parsha of Bal Yachel Dvar Rabbosai, it says, Lindor Neder, Oli Shava Shvua. Even within the Parsha of Nidorim, in Parshas Matos, it mentions Shvua. Is that referring to the Aseres Adibros? No, it's referring to Bal Yachel Dvaro. A Parshas Matos Dikadin. A Nidorim Dikadin. A Shvua Shaloi B'Shem, according to the Raivi, Rabbi Yisai, and perhaps according to the Rambam, has a din of a neder, Bal Yachel. And it doesn't have the real Makoy or the Shvua that has the Malkus. Why not? Because in order to get the Malkus of the Shvua, you now need to be Machal Shem Shamayim. Aye, why don't you say like the Rosh that let the Chazal be Mashlim my Dibor and say Shem Shamayim without it, even though I said half of the Lashon Shvua? Because it's not Midine Shvuos. Your Shvua is done. In order for you to bring this to the new level of the Aseres Adibros, of Lo Sisa Hashem Elokecha Lashav, of Lo Sishbu Lishmachar, that's a new Isser. You have to get involved in that Isser on your own. We're not going to be mashlim that for you. The Rush held like that, that the Shem Shamayim could be introduced through the halachas of Yodos, because he held the Shem Shamayim exactly like the Ran presents to us, is just another phrase in the Shvua. And it's just the Shaila, does the Shvua need Hashem Hashem, or does it not? Oh, you left it out? Okay, we'll finish it for you. That's not the Aveira. That's not the Malkus of Aseres Adibris, of Lo Sisa Hashem Elokecha Lashav. And therefore, there's no concept of Yodos that's Shayach to be attributed to the din of Shem Shamayim, and that's where the new Darga comes from. Just the Rambam and the Ravid are going to split, that according to the Rambam, L'chayra, he's saying that there's not even a carbon. Meaning they're going to argue whether or not the carbon will follow the other parsha, or the carbon will follow this new halacha of being mechalal shem shamayim, which is not midinei shvuos. Okay, so they're going to be a little bit different in that area of whether or not the carbon is going to follow sisa or not. But Rabosei over here, in light of this rush, we have a brand new hezber Legabe Ar Sugya, and what the relevance of Shem Shamayim is in this entire sugya, where you have the Rush on one hand, and then you have the Rambam and the Ravid Lechora on the other hand that totally disagreed and wouldn't have even entertained the concept of a Yad in this situation. If you take this idea of the Rush one step further, perhaps we could suggest, to be mashlim l'sugya, and with this I'd like to close, the final kasha on the Ran, of the Ran. The Ran presents a different suggestion of the Rishonim within the sugya of Shvua B'Shem, that makes the following distinction, that perhaps there are certain Shvuas that need Shem Hashem, and there are certain Shvuas that don't need Shem Hashem. What's the distinction? So if you look in the context of the Gemara in Shvuas, it was talking about a Shvua Mipi Acherim. Shvua Mipi Acherim means a Shvua that I introduce to someone else, and then they respond. So if I am introducing that Shvua, I'm Mashbia you, as opposed to you taking a Shvua on your own, so then perhaps, says the Rabbeinu Tam, you should need Shem Hashem like the Gemara in Shvuas. Our Gemara our Mishnah, Kol Kinuyah Shvuas, because Shvuas is referring without Shem Hashem, says the Rabbeinu Tam. That's talking about a person on his own taking a Shvuah. The Ran is very bothered with this suggestion of the Rabbeinu Tam, because if you look, based on the analysis of that Gemara in Shvuas, where the Gemara is learning out from, it's applying it to the Isha Sota, which we learned about 2 weeks ago, that the Isha Sota has Shem Shamayim. And there, the Rabbeinu Tam is calling that Mushpa Mipi Acherim, but the Gemara clearly says that when the Sota says Amen, it's Kemotzi Shvua Mipia Dami. That the din of Amen is as if you articulated what the person said, and that is considered like a Shvuas Atzmo, to the extent that the Ran says, I cannot believe that such a Kadosh like the Rabbeinu Tam would even say such a thing. It's a Shvua Mipi Atzmo, and therefore the whole distinction that the Ran, that the Rabbeinu Tam mentioned about Atzmo or Mipi Acherim makes no sense. So comes along the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer says, Avada Rabbeinu Tam understood al pi din, through Amen, that it's a Shvua Mipi Atzma. But the Rabbeinu Tam was making a practical distinction. If you take the Yesod that I just mentioned, like the Rush understood, that the reason why these Shvuas work without Shem Shamayim is working Midin Yados. So Rabbi Isai, I ask you the following question. What is a situation where you could apply a yad? Can I add on if you're basing yourself off of the statement of someone else? Or is a yad to be mashlim a statement that you yourself said? So say it's based on the kavana of the person. You can't base it on the kavana of someone else where you don't even know what was said totally. So therefore, says the Rabbeinu Tam, even if it's al pi din, a shvua mipi atzmo, the din of sota. But halachically, if we're going to understand that this is working through the methodology of yados, so therefore that should not apply where it was introduced, mipi acherim, and it was mushba, based on the kohen. But that's all predicated off of the yesod, that the reason why the shvua works is when I don't say Shem Shamayim, is because like the Rush said, you have Shem Shamayim, it's just working Medina Yados. That should be in a Shvua that's totally created and initiated Mipi Atzmo when I did it, and I'm not responding to someone else. I think the idea of the Rush really fits beautifully with the whole Yesod that the Chassam Sofer uses in order to come and defend the Rabbeinu Tam in what he was maskim to, that the Rabbeinu Tam obviously understood that Al-Pidin, a Sota, when she says Amen, it is halachically registered as her own Shvua, and she's affirming everything. But in terms of Dine Yados and the way we're trying to get Shem Shamayim over here, there is going to be a difference if everything's coming from the Kohen and he has to say Shem Shamayim Beferish, just like a person who's responding to another Shvua. If they're not going to say Shem Shamayim Beferish, we're not going to be able to introduce the Yad in such a format, and only in a Shvua Mipi Atzmo, where he's totally initiating, could you have the Yad. Yeah, Benji. You had a question? Okay. Rabbi Isai, just to close, the last... Yeah, Alex.
If Yados works by context, and you the person who says the Yad, it's as if he's saying the whole thing, because you assume you know what he's going to say.
Right, right.
Manav Kimina, so if he's saying it for somebody else, you still know the context of what...
So the Lashon of the Chassam Sofer is... The same context. Right, so the Lashon of the Chassam Sofer is that you can't do that. It is a big Naf Kimina. You can't know what's in... unless the person said enough of it, you can't introduce that mashivalev chaveiro. Let me read his lashon over here. There is a difference between finishing it off based on what someone else said and knowing what I in my own intention for my own self are willing to say.
I would think the same way that we say like you just said a yad. Because we know what you were going to say, we would say that the person who says Amen knew what he was
going to
say.
You don't think that a person's own expression might be a little stronger?
I I mean, I can start to hear that. I also
here, listen to the Lashon of Chamsa. Ma she'enken ha'mashbi'a acher ve'hema oinen omen. Afal gav da oina omen k'moitzi shvua mipivdomi. I understand al pidin what the halacha is and whether or not we consider the sota that she make her own shvua. But I'm not learning Masechet Shvuos right now. I'm just making a practical distinction. Is a yad relevant or not? Hainu b'mesh ma'amin dvarv shel zeh. V'loi machshavoso shel zeh. Unihi shezeh omer mashpiach ani u'mistoma machshavoso ha'shvua shebetoira she'i b'shem mikom akom zeh ha'oina omen enu ma'amin ela masha hoitzi zeh b'svasov. V'loi masha choshev b'libo. What's going to be over here? You're going to say a shvua, right? And now I'm going to say amen, right? So now we're going to apply the din of yados to my statement that when I said shvua, I meant shvua with shem shamayim, right? Says the Chasam Sofer, the pashta should be that amen of gemotzi shvua mipivdomi should only apply to the word and the phraseology that the acherim mentioned, and not what's in the mind of the acherim. If we're going to apply yados even to the din of the sota, right? Forget the fact that she has the status of her, it's her own shvua. But she's responding to someone else's statement. So now you're going to say, oh, that's someone else's statement. Even what the person didn't even express, but what he left in his mind, she's also being ma'amin. She's also saying amin too. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's very hard. That is, works very well. If we're understanding that the yisod ha'dover midine shvuis. Again, not like the Rambam and the Ravid, midine shvuis. Is to have another phrase of Shem Shamayim, and we just have to finish the statement, Midine Shvuas, to also have Shem Shamayim. So now I can make a distinction based on the way it was presented. What was it? Mipi Acherim, and therefore it left some out that's in the mind, or everything was articulated. Yeah, Benji.
If we understand Yados as being a din in the Lashon, then some of the Amin would carry over all the manifestations of the person that said it, correct?
Not if the person never said it.
Person A says something and you answer amen to it. So if you understand Yados as you're trying to understand the kavanah of the person that said the first thing, so you can't carry over the kavanah to what you said. But if the understanding of Yados is there's something in the lashon of what was said, means in the hints to the idea that that is a actual lashon of a neder.
Oh, you're saying it's totally ignoring the machshava. It's already right there in the language. Yeah. Then the Chasam Sofer's ver would be harder to say. I hear you're saying it's already included.
Isn't that what the Ran said? So maybe the Ran Lashitaso wouldn't say that.
The Ran says it's dichlal in the language. It's not based on the kavana.
Right. That's why I'm understanding the Ran and Dafman.
Why? What's his lashon there? That's what you wrote earlier in the group. What does the Ran say there again?
But we also said that when we were talking about Moshe Shabbat.
I mean, it's not the Ran Lashitaso, because the Ran holds that you don't need Shvua B'Shem at all. It's just not required.
Right.
But I would hear that that would be a way to argue just with this one. Right. Just Rabbi said very quickly, because it's very late, I have to go run to give another shir, but Rabbi said there is another pshat that the Divrei Yecheskel has a fascinating pshat that the Ran totally missed the boat in understanding Rabbeinu Tam. You know, the Rabbeinu Tam's language is that it's a distinction of mipi acher mipi atzmo, which led the Ran to be on a tirade and to attack the Rabbeinu Tam and said, what do you mean? A sota is a shvua mipi atzmo, like we just dealt with, that the Chasam Sofer has to touch up to understand what Rabbeinu Tam meant. So there's another suggestion amongst the Achronim that quote the Rabbeinu Tam differently, that the Rabbeinu Tam only applied it to a shvua al yedei achirim. What does that mean, al yedei achirim? We're not distinguishing between whether or not it's shvua mipi achirim or mipi atzmo. It's not whether or not the lashon of the shvua was introduced from a second person and I'm responding amen or not. It's a totally different vart. All the Rabbeinu Tam meant that there are certain shvuas that happen in the Torah that are forced upon you. Namely what? A sota is bal karcha. Shvuas dayanim often is bal karcha. Shvuas ha'edus is bal karcha. It's not like a shvuas bitui that I'm going to respond to. So if that's the way the Rabbeinu Tam understood, that he held that there has to be a higher level of Shvuah when we know you're not really even interested in the Shvuah, and you're doing it because Bezdin's Mechayev you, or right, your husband's being Mechayev, the Kohen's being Mechayev you in the Parsha of Sota, so perhaps that's what the Rabbeinu Tam meant, that you, in those situations you would need a Shem Shamayim to you know, strengthen the Shvu and to make sure that we know that you mean what you mean. In those situations, you would need Shem Shamayim. But the Rabbeinu Tam, according to this version, never meant to say that it was a distinction with Alpidin. Is it a Shvu Mipiatzva or a Shvu Mipiacherim? And therefore, that circumvents the entire argument of the Ran against the Rabbeinu Tam, not addressing at all what's going to be the halacha of whether or not Sota is considered yourself shvua, a shvua mipi atzvo, or is Parsha Sota considered a shvua mipi achirim? Parsha Sota is an interesting parsha. On the one hand, it is introduced by the Kohen, it is a shvua mipi achirim, but al pidin, like the Ran points out, it has a halachic status of a shvua mipi atzmo through the chiddush of amen, kola omer amen, kemotzi shvua mipiv dami. So those are, that's just in terms of our sugya, but the main yisoid that we need to focus on in terms of this parsha is that not necessarily is it, do you need a shame, do you not need a shame? There might be two different tiers of shvuas that the Ram and the Ravid are addressing, and now understanding what the chiddush of our sugya is and what the chiddush of a classic shvuah is, but it's a totally different havana of what the iser is to say leisisa Hashem Elokecha l'shav according to the Rambam and the Ravid, nothing to do with the actual shvuah shabo, and therefore it doesn't have the parsha of Yados, a totally different chil of Shem Hashem, and it gives us a new havana. It comes out, Rabosai, at the end of the day, our sugya is really two havanas in the Rishonim of how to read our Aseres Hadibros, when the Torah says Laisisa. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I got to run, but Yashikaya.
I was told to remind Shema.
Oh, Shema, thank you. Excellent. Your wife?
Ellie Lesser.
Okay.